Okay, so we're bringing up the one that we looked at last week. Okay? Okay, one of the ones that I did last time is this one that says CI and either. And I want to talk about that because I've corrected quite a few mistakes on that. So CI and either. And this is the design view. My question to you was, I want to see CI majors and either GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20. So CI major had to be true. So, since it has to be true, then it has to be on both the criteria line and the OR line, because it has to be true. So, you need it on both lines. And then, in addition, I want either GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20. I want either of those. So one of those is on the criteria line and one is on the OR line. And it doesn't matter which. You could flip them and that would be fine. All I care about is that it has to be CI. So if you read across the line, this says CI major greater than 3 or CI major with number of credits greater than 20. Which is exactly what I want. I want it to have to be a CI major and either GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20. Okay? And in the ones that I have looked at, and I've just started looking at these because it wasn't due until yesterday, there's a lot of errors. So if you know you made the error, feel free to send me a revised version and tell me to look at that. But if you want something, if it has to be true, it has to be on both lines. Okay. Any other questions left over from yesterday or last week? Yeah.
Who can send that today? Thursday?
That's right, it's today.
Yes,
it's due today. Okay, now, this is called the user interface. Okay, and this is where I can create things. I can create queries. But I can't do everything that I might want to do in the user interface. Professionals are going to use, let me see if I can make this go away, close. So I'm going to create a query design, and I'm just going to close it. I can bring up the table, or I can just close it. And then I'm going to do what professionals do, which is I'm going to use SQL. And you can see that when I bring this up, it shows me SQL as an option. Okay? So what happens is, and actually I want to move this up a little bit, because it's right in the wrong place. What happens is a professional is going to write this with SQL. SQL stands for Structured Query Language. Structured Query Language. And it is actually something that's in high demand out there, that somebody knows SQL. There's a high job requirement for SQL. And the reason is that SQL works with all regular relational databases. Big data has gone another path, and so if you're at a very big company, they're using something different in lots of cases. But most companies, and especially most companies around here, are going to be using SQL, okay, with relational databases. What?
It's a huge demand, I think, right?
Yes, there is. And so, essentially, we're going to just look very briefly at SQL, but it's something that's worth learning if you want to go into any kind of database manipulation and that sort of thing. Okay, so I am going to close this, and then I'm going to click on the SQL. Okay, and the SQL comes up, and it has the word select there. Okay, now I'm going to go into Notepad, not because I should, but because you can read it better. So I'm going to go into Notepad, and I'm going to set the font fairly high so that you hopefully can read it, and then I can do the select. Is that readable in the back row? Somebody in the back row, is that readable? Or does it have to be bigger? Okay. So I'm going to say select, which is the first word in SQL. And that means I want to get certain things. I want to select them. So if I write select asterisk from Stu 11, semicolon. Okay. Now what that means is I'm saying select all of the fields. Asterisk means all of the fields. From the table named Stu 11. And if you look up here, you can see the table named Stu 11. So I'm saying select everything, all of the fields from Stu 11. Okay? Yes.
Does it have to be in all caps?
No. They can be in lowercase. Okay, so I'm now coming over here, and I'm going to paste that here, okay? And then I am going to view the results. And it is showing me, and I'll bring that up so you can see, it is showing me the results. So I saw all the contents of all of the fields on that table. Okay, so select asterisk meant show me all the fields, show me the content of all the fields from the table called Stu 11. Okay, and again, I am only using Notepad because number one, I can make the font bigger, and number two, I can then show you the result, the query and the result at the same time up here. But you're just going to type it in the area where I end up pasting it. If I only want to see, okay, now I'm going to go back to SQL, and now I'm going to make a change to it. And I'm going to say, I want to see, let's see, name and GPA. Okay, that's what I want to see. I just want to see those two fields. I want to see name and GPA. So if I list the names of the fields, okay, and I now take that over and paste it in and view it, it is now just showing me the name and the GPA.
But you do way more on here than you can access it.
You can do, SQL is a very powerful tool, yes. So now I've got just showing certain fields. I'm showing the name and the GPA. Okay. And if you forget what fields you have, you can go into Design View and open it and say, okay, here are my field names. So this is what I have to use. I have ID number, name, major, GPA, and NO credits. Okay, so those are my field names that I can use. If you don't remember your field names, you can go in there. And then I'm going to close that down again. Yeah?
Are the field names case sensitive?
I think it will let you get away with. I always make them case sensitive. And some SQLs they are, and some they can't. If I change this and make this NAMZ, let's see what it does.
Yeah, it's go here.
Okay. So if I make it that way, and I come over and do the view. No, SQL. And change it like that and view it. Yeah, I'm coming out all right. Okay. Some versions of SQL are case sensitive. More than others.
Different databases.
SQL can be run on Oracle. It can be run on MySQL. It can be run on a whole load of different databases. The user interface turns into SQL.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right. So, like Oracle, I always thought it was its own language. Is it just SQL?
No, it's got its own PLSQL language as well. Okay. But behind a simple query in all databases is SQL. All relational databases is SQL. So they just basically go in and convert what you do and turn it into SQL. Okay? So if I, in a few minutes we'll do that, but I don't want to do it right now. Okay, let me convince it that it wants to be here. So, now I want to add another clause onto this. Okay, so I'm going to have ID number and name and GPA and number of credits and major. From that, and now I'm going to put in a where clause, where GPA is greater than 3. Okay, so the where clause that I'm putting in is like the entries that you made on the criteria line and the OR line.
Oh, I see. So now your checkboxes are like,
So this is when I go back and look at the user interface, if I put a greater than 3 under GPA, okay, so in the user interface, I would put on the criteria line greater than 3 under GPA. And then I have a semicolon to end them all. So at the end of the select statement, I put in the semicolon, okay? So now I've got this that I want to run. So I'm going to come back over here, and I am going to go to the SQL view, and I'm going to change it and put that there, and then view it, okay? So now I've got everybody that had a GPA greater than 3. Yeah.
Is there a space between the greater than and the 3?
I don't think it cares.
Because it's saying S-Y-N-T-A-X error.
S.
I can't. It's not working.
Okay, let's try it.
I think I might have figured out what happened.
Okay, so if I take that space out, it still runs just fine.
Oh, that's right.
spelling problem? Okay. So I can put in the WID GPA is greater than 3. Now, if I take and look at this, it shows me the results. And if I go back to the view, it is now showing me the user interface. It used to, a few years back when I was doing this, the greater than 3 would store under the GPA. For some reason now, they add another field and have GPA a second time and put the greater than 3 in there. And they then put the GPA inside braces and put the greater than 3 there. So if I view this, it comes up with the same thing. Okay? Putting that, if I take those brackets out and view it, then no, it still didn't give me the GPA twice.
What's the point of having GPA twice?
It decided it wanted to. Okay, I have no idea what the point is. It makes no sense to me. But that's what they did. They decided that they were going to put in the GPA at the end. As I said, up until a few years ago, they put it under the regular GPA. But you can see by looking at this, the SQL that goes with it, and it generates the SQL and it generates the user interface. So if I type in the SQL, it, and then ask it to show me the user interface, it says fine and shows me what it would be on the user interface. And as I said, it used to be that it would have just put the greater than 3 and over here. Now it adds in a field. And again, I don't know why. Okay. So, now if I want to go back to my SQL, you have to be careful to click SQL view. And it will go back to your SQL. Notice that when I went back to the SQL, it has now done what I consider messed everything up.
Yay.
Okay.
Yeah, you mentioned that the yellow's messed up, but it just does that. It changes it. You know where you can stop that other than just keeping a text document?
No, not really. So there it is, and it has messed things up. So, when I give you an assignment, which I am this week, I'm going to tell you that when you write the queries in SQL, I want you to send me not only the database, but a list of the queries, the way you wrote them.
So you want like a doc file? Just
a text file is fine. And just so I can see the way you wrote it, and if Microsoft messes it up, then I can still give you credit for the way you wrote it. Okay, what happens is if you go back and forth between the user interface too much, it decides to fix things for you. And it throws in a bunch of extra parentheses. It throws in, well, we can take a look at it. Okay, this is what I wrote. This is what it generated. First of all, it put the table name dot in front of every one of the fields. Okay, not needed. If in fact you had two tables, and the two tables were both being used, so I had a from and I had two tables in here, and a field like ID number was on both of the tables, then you have to tell it one of the table names. But if it doesn't appear in another place so that it can get confused, you don't have to tell it the table name. And if you only have one table, you're fine, okay? So you don't need the table names. then it kind of gets carried away with parentheses. It puts in three sets of parentheses, and I have no idea why it decides to do that. Yeah.
So out of curiosity, so how you were saying that it adds, like, that you would only have to add one for, like, say they both tables had ID number. Would you have to put, like, Stu 11 ID number and whatever the other table was ID number?
No.
Or just one?
Well, it depends on what you want to see. Usually, if there are two tables, you are linking them based on something like ID number. So you're going to have a clause that says where first table ID number equals second table ID number. If you wanted to see them both for some reason, you can just say, give me first table ID number, second table ID number. Okay? But for now, we're just talking about one table. And we'll get to multiple tables at the end of the semester. But we're talking about just one table. So that is not necessary. And these 5,000 parentheses down here do nothing but confuse the issue. Which do you find easier to read? Where GPA is greater than 3 or that line? Okay? So essentially, it ends up messing it up. And if you've got too many clauses in there and it puts in too many sets of parentheses, in all honesty, I can't figure it out. I start taking out parentheses so that I can figure it out. And I don't want to do that. So therefore, I ask you to take the one that you wrote, which would be this one, paste it into a text document and send it to me along with the database so I can see the way you originally wrote it. Then when it gets messed up, I can go back and look at your original. Okay. It gets messed up again if you go to the user interface too often. If you, instead of going to SQL, if you click on the design icon that has the rulers, etc., if you do that too often, then it ends up with Microsoft saying, oh, it needs to be fixed, and it gets fixed. Okay? So, okay, so now try, for some reason it keeps flashing that up. I want you to now go back, and we're going to do one from scratch. Okay? So you're going to say create, query design, and just close. And as soon as you close, you can then click on SQL. Okay? You can then write your SQL, you can test it. And if you want to save it, you can save it just like you saved the other things by clicking on the X to save it. So if I want to take this one that I just did and paste it in here and then view it, there it is, and then come back in that middle arrow, if you click on the middle arrow under file, that lets you get SQL view, as opposed to having an icon readily available. If I click on the X over here, do you want to save changes? Yes. And this will be SQL GPA. Okay, so that's my name of it, SQL GPA. And so now it has saved that. So I can save it in the same way. Okay, so what I want you to do now is do one where you have a GPA greater than 3 and number of credits greater than 30. Let's see if there's any. If you need to change one of these numbers, go ahead and change it. So try writing that. So I want GPA greater than 3 and, because this shows an and relationship, and number of credits greater than 30. So try writing that. Try writing the SQL to get that. And if you have problems, that's what Lindsay's here for, and I am too. And as I said, if you don't get results, try changing and making number of credits greater than 10 or something else so that you get some results.
So what if it?
Yes. Yes.
Your what?
So this is an and relationship. So in the where, you're going to write one of them and another, because it's an and relationship.
Is the and part case sensitive or no?
It shouldn't be.
Yeah. Okay.
Originally, I had it up here, but then when I added the where clause, I had it right after the from clause. But when I added the where clause, I had to move it and put it at the end, because it goes at the end of the whole thing.
Kind of like with HTML, you do that, right? The close system.
Yeah. Okay, and test it and see if it runs.
The only problem is I don't have that thing. You guys did it.
Well, we did it for several days. I don't know how you missed it, but that's okay.
I think you have like a few other tables, like just like examples.
That's true.
Just pull one of those and do it.
I've got the examples. You're right. Thank you. Their examples are out there that we did last week.
It's on the webpage?
The criteria is going to be different, obviously, but...
Yeah, but I put up the ones that we did in class last week, I put up on the website.
Okay, so there you go.
So they're there.
Look at Lindsay, you think outside the box.
Okay.
Do you have an extra semicolon there?
Yes.
You don't need it there. It needs to be
just the end. Oh, okay. Whatever. I guess that's what a student
version. Okay. What are the names of your fields? It's not to where lines.
What are we trying to do again?
GPA greater than 3 and number of credits greater than 30.
Yeah, it's all on one line.
Okay, so that's what it looks like. And if I run it, questions. Did everybody get it running? Okay. And if I want to change this to an or, what have I got to change?
And
simply make it an or. And so now I have two things that are in an or relationship. And if I take this and run it, I'm going to save it first. Okay, so I'm doing a create, query design, close, and pick SQL. And paste that in. And then run it. I get the OR relationship. So there is an OR relationship. Okay, now. Okay, let's say that I want to get all CI majors. So I'm asking, is the major equal to CI? And I want either a GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20, I'm going to say this time. Okay, so this is the next one I want to do. I want to look for a major equal to CI. And actually, I want to join something I forgot to join. I want major equal to CI. That has to be true. Major has to be CI. If I get a note of that, I'm out. And either GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20. Okay. Now there are a few rules that you have to remember here. One of them is that ands resolve before ors. And the other one is you can change that with parentheses. Okay, so ands are resolved before ors. So what that means is if I take this, which is the way I started out, and I say I want major equal to, in quotes, CI, and GPA greater than 3 or number of credits greater than 20. If I left it this way, just CI and GPA greater than 3, or number of credits greater than 20, ands get resolved first. So the first thing it would do is say, is the major CI in the GPA greater than 3? If it is, display it. Or the second thing it would do is number of credits greater than 20. This stands alone. So I'm saying in this case, is either the GPA greater than equal to CI, I'm sorry, is either the major equal to CI and GPA greater than 3, or just number of credits greater than 20, that's fine. If you think back to the user interface, you would have put major equals CI and GPA greater than 3 on the criteria line. And on the OR line, you would simply have number of credits greater than 20. Okay? But that's not what I wanted. Okay? That's not what I wanted. And so I'm going to get rid of the ink here somehow. Is it going to let me? There it is. Smart. Clearing. Okay. But if I put in parenthesis, it will change the order of operations. So you can almost read this parenthesis as either. If major C is equal to CI, and either of those. So it actually will first check to see if it's either of those, and then say, okay, now is it the major CI and either of those. So it will now say major has to be CI, and either of the others has to be true. But major has to be CI. So again, if you were at the user interface on the criteria line and on the OR line, the criteria you would have CI, CI. And on the criteria you'd say greater than 3 if and greater than 20. GPA, this is the number of credits, this is the major. Okay, so the major is on both lines because it has to be true. The way you write it now is you say major equals CI and either of the other two things. Either of those has to be true. Questions?
It's not been coming up for me, just personally.
Okay.
It keeps saying value for CI. I don't think it's not that. I'm just sorry. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Output. So for instance, if I have to choose what she has. There's quotes from the CI. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to clear the ink out. Go back to the SQL. Okay, so now paste that in and see what you get. And I got some. Everybody is a CI major. So this one had to be true. And then it turned out that the GPA was always greater than 3, so the other didn't much matter. But this one clearly got there just because of the GPA, because number of credits was 20, and I was testing for greater than 20. The other two got there because both of them happened to be true, and we don't care if both are true. Okay, but the CI has to be true. Okay? So now, try this one. if I say I want a CI with a GPA greater than 2.5 or a BU with a GPA greater than 2. Okay? So that's what I want. I want the CI greater with a GPA greater than 2.5 and a BU major with a GPA greater than 2. Try writing that out and see how it goes. Okay, what did you get for this? Somebody dictate to me. What's next? I've got CI and GPA, yeah? Go ahead.
I put, after that, I put is greater than... Is greater than for CI 2.5, and then I put or major equals quotations... U and quotations and GPA greater than 2. And then close.
Okay. Do you agree or not agree?
That's not exactly what I did.
Okay. Yeah.
I put both ands in the wrong parentheses.
Around parentheses? Yeah. That's fine too. That's an alternative. Yeah. If you did it this way, what got resolved first? What got resolved first?
The major CI and GPA 2.5.
Right. So that and got resolved first. Mm-hmm. What got resolved second?
The
or. No. Ands get resolved before ors. Yeah.
What got resolved second was the second and statement. Which
that's right.
Major BU and GPA.
That's right. That's what got resolved second. Because ands get resolved before ors. So it scans through the whole thing, resolving all the ands. And resolving means look at the two things on either side of the and say both of these have to be true. Then, after it scans the ands, it comes back and the or is done next. Okay, so major equals CI and GPA greater than 25. Or the other two. So that's the way that it operates. Okay? Now, some people like to put parentheses into this. And that wouldn't be wrong. Okay? So if you take and you put parentheses around this, and parentheses around this, it doesn't change anything. Leanne still got resolved first, and then the or got resolved. But if you wanted to put those parentheses in, that's fine. It doesn't do anything for the computer, but sometimes it makes it clearer for people if you see the parentheses around it. Okay? But it doesn't do anything for the computer. It was happy without the parentheses. Is that what you did? You did the parentheses, yeah. Any other questions? Okay. So this one, if we start to run this now, actually, I want to take a picture of it. Okay, so if I take this and I go into Access, and I run it, and I didn't hit the right thing. When I run it, I got that, okay? So the CIs all have a GPA greater than 2, and 5.5, and the DUs all have a GPA greater than 2, okay? So that worked. Questions? Okay, well, let me bring up and take a picture, and then we will move on to something else. Okay, let's try one more where I say, give me everybody that has an ID number. Oh, and I, not exactly where I thought I was going to be. We'll go here. ID number less than 5 or greater than 5, we'll say. Greater than, no, 222, because I think I used that. And GPA greater than 3, and number of credits greater than 10, or major BU and GPA greater than 2. So try that one. Yeah.
Can I switch around the ID numbers because mine are...
Yes, you can switch any number that makes it work with yours better. Add another or in just for interesting. What else can I test? Nah, we'll leave it this way because I don't think I have enough fields. Notice that as I'm writing up here, I am writing Stu 11. I'm writing it all on one line, and that works fine as well. I can do the select asterisk from Stu 11 all on one line if I want to. And I can even put the where on that line, but I'm going to move down to do the where.
it just those two, or were you going to add a second?
No, I didn't. I stopped there. Mainly because I couldn't think of what data to add a third one thing. When I ran into this, I got a data type mismatch, which is what I want to talk about. And if you get that, look and see if you can figure out what caused it.
Got it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went ahead and fixed it before you mentioned it.
Okay. And the problem was?
The problem was that in the table, the student ID was listed as a... I don't remember if it was a short text or long text, but the point is that it wasn't set to the right numeric format.
That's right.
So by changing the field to a numeric number, you're then able to quantify it, and you're able to say such and such bigger than this number.
Right. So the problem was, if I did it this way, ID number is a short text. 2222 is a number. That means there is a type mismatch. That's not letting me write there. There is a type mismatch. Okay? Because I am trying to compare a short text, which is a text field, to a number. And remember I pointed out last week that data is stored differently. Short text is stored up against the left-hand wall. Data is stored against the right-hand wall. They keep track of which is which. And so when I told it to compare a short text to a number, it yelled at me. Okay? So what I have to do to fix it is what? Yes. The ID number itself, the 222. In quotations. Okay? So if I say okay, and I change this and put the 222 inside quotes. Okay? And now view it, it's just fine.
How come? Because.
Because I've now made them of the same type. Putting it into quotes makes it a text field, and so I'm now comparing text to text.
But it still compares as numerically?
No, it compares it text to text.
Yeah. Try to do that with a letter.
Pardon me?
What if you try to do that with a letter?
That would be fine as long as it was in quotes, as long as I actually had something.
How would you know which letter is greater than which letter?
A is greater than less than...
A is 1 and Z is 23.
Yeah.
Oh, that's exactly how it works. All right.
Okay. Actually, we'll get into computer codes. There is a computer code and for all letters, and A is less than B, etc. Okay? The other option would have been, if I knew they were all numbers, to go and change the type on ID number to a numeric. If I change the type on ID number to a numeric, as long as I had all numbers in there, it would have been fine, and then I would have been comparing like types, because I would be comparing number to number. Okay, so I can go either way on that. I fixed it by putting in the 222, and that makes it happy that it's got like numbers. It's got like types. Okay? Okay, questions? Yeah.
For instance, like say we wanted to do another OR, but we wanted that OR just from one specific table. Like, so we wanted one piece of information from another table. How would we write that out of curiosity?
Okay, I'm not getting into another table. Uh-huh. I'm going to stick to one table. Later on in the semester, we get into multiple tables, and you're welcome to go and look, but I don't want to go there. Okay. So now let's try one more thing where I'm going to say ID is less than 444.
Oh, you want a completely separate new one?
Yep. And either GPA is less than 3, or number of credits is less than 30. And you may, again, have to change things. But I want an ID less than 444 and either of the other two things. It's ID and all right. That's right. It shows all the fields on the table. It's just a shortcut. If you want to, you can list them all out. But the asterisk is a time saver. If you want them all.
Is there any way, instead of listing them all, can you just select a few that you don't want to see? Is there any way to do that?
What do you mean?
Like, all right, so say if I had two, what tables do I have?
You just list the names of the fields you do want.
Yeah, I'm saying, okay, what
and
if
the ones you don't list, are therefore, are ones you don't want.
Look, the reason I'm asking is, what if I have a huge table, right? It's only a very, very few amount that I want. Say if I had a table full of 100 fields, for some reason, I have a huge table like that. And I only want to exclude three. Is it possible to exclude those three in the code instead of typing all the 97
No.
Assessment?
No.
Shoot, that sucks.
No. You just get 100 and live with the extra three. Question. Okay, the way I've ended up doing it is saying where ID number is less than 444 in quotes, and either, so I put parenthesis, GPA is less than 3, or number of credits is less than 30. Okay. So now I'm going to copy this and come over here and try it. And I'm going to tell it to view this, and I meant to say SQL view. Okay. And those are the ones that meet the criteria. Okay, 1, 2, all those. Interesting. I should have put 4 digits there. It still went with a 4 at the top, but I should have gotten four digits to make that look right. I thought I had a 4-digit. Okay, and it gets me the same results. But again, it's comparing by character. And so when I had 444 there, it compares the first character, because I'm comparing by character. And the 2s and the 3s are less than the 4, so it's fine. It just goes with showing them all. Better to have written a 4444, because that's what I actually was doing, was 4 characters. But if I write just 444, it compares the first character to the first character. And all of those have some number less than 4, so it shows them. Wait a minute, so those numbers are all less than 4, so it shows them. Okay? Because it's character. If it was numeric, then all of those numbers would be bigger than 444. But because it's character, it compares the leftmost character. Okay, so that was actually kind of tricky without me intending it to be kind of tricky. Okay, just 1 second. I'm going to copy that so I can see the second way that I did it before I take a picture. Yes, sir.
So out of curiosity, so in this specific case where the ID number is going, like you know it's going to be a number, would it be better to have it as a number or a short text?
I don't know that it much matters. I tend to only use numbers for things that I may want to use mathematically. But somebody else, if you ask them the same question, might easily say, no, if I know the ID is going to be a number, I'm going to make it a number.
Because the reason I ask that is because I feel like if it wasn't like numerical, wouldn't we get a different answer then? If it was number instead of short text?
Yes, because those numbers are all bigger than 444.
Okay.
But once I changed it to 44s, then I'd get the same answer.
Okay.
We are now going to take a look at the assignment that you need to do. I'm not sure I have. Okay, the SQL assignment. First of all, I want you to go and find some articles on soft skills and read one or two of them. So find some articles on soft skills, okay? all the meetings that I go to now emphasize the fact that you can't just have technical knowledge. You got to have soft skills too. And they're going to check those out when you're at the interview, and they're going to basically want people that can work well with others, that are on time, all of those things you read about in that survey that I had you do the first week. Okay? So now I want you to go and find some articles about soft skills, and I want you to make a database of those articles. Okay? And so I want all of this information kept on it. I want an ID, so assign an ID to an article. Give me the name of the article. Give me the web address to retrieve it. Tell me what publication or website it comes from. A code where you rank the credibility of the site. And just make sure that you have a variety there. I care more about there being a variety there than an accurate response to credibility. Primary author, your opinion of the article, and the year of publication. Okay, so you're going to put together a database, and I said to find 10 articles. Yeah.
So for like the codes that we're using, for like, you know, whether we like it or not, or whether it's credible, do you want like a separate file that tells like the key for the code, or no?
No, I don't want a separate file. Period. That's what we're avoiding right now. We want one table. And so I have already given you the definition. Credible is one, not sure is two, and lousy is three, basically. Yeah.
The ID should be exactly 5 digits.
Yes. Yes. And then you're going to come down and do 6 queries. And the queries have to be written in SQL. Okay, so this is testing SQL. And again, I want a text file to accompany the database. So you're sending me the database and a text file with the 6 queries listed in it. Okay, all written out in SQL. So the first one is query for articles where the credibility is 2 or the year is less than 2016. Yeah.
Do you want the queries just in text form or do you want them saved to the database?
Oh, they have to be in the database. I'm going to run them and make sure they're working. But I want you writing clean SQL as opposed to enhanced SQL with parentheses all over the place, etc. So I want you writing the clean stuff. And so, basically, that's why I want the text, okay? Because Microsoft can go ahead and fix it. So I want you to go in and do these 6 queries and send it to me by next Thursday. Okay? Questions? Okay, as you have probably noticed, this is a survey course. We spend a little time on lots of things. So we're wrapping up Access now, and we're moving on to the next thing. Okay, so you've had a smattering of Access, and now you are going to move on to something else. It's important that you keep up, because if you get too far behind a month and a half from now, you're not going to remember Access at all whatsoever. And so you're going to have to go back and learn it. And that's going to take far more time when you do it and then when you do it now when it's fresh in your mind. So the biggest thing that causes people to flunk this course is not keeping up. We have loads and loads of tutoring time. Lindsay is here Tuesdays from 2:30 to 6, from Thursdays today from 3 to 5, and I'm going to be around from 2 to 3. Then Dave, who's another guy that has taken a load of courses, is going to be around Monday and Wednesdays from 4 to 7. And Saturdays from 11 to 2. So you can come in and talk to him. And then Taylor is going to be around Wednesdays from 1 to 3 and Thursdays from 1 to 3. So there's a lot of help. You only have one person to blame if you don't pass this course, and that's yourself. So get going, get the work done, and pass the course. Okay, we're done.